Track 8. Unit 2. Listening 2. A different kind of community.
Our guest speaker today is Dr. Yu Chen from Michael's University, and he specializes in English as a second language. He has studied second language immersion and coordinates his university's overseas study program. Today, he is going to talk about the concept of a different kind of town in China. Please welcome him.
Thank you. To begin, I'd like you to consider what kind of town you live in. In general, what are the best things about your town? For example, is it friendly? Does it have a good transportation system? Is it considered a safe place to live? Next, think about the facilities. A town needs to have a good selection of institutions, such as banks, hospitals, schools, or even prisons. These are usually the way we define a community. In fact, there are many types of communities. But today, I want to look at a community that was planned with a very different focus. Language. More specifically, language learning. English Town was planned by the authorities in Miyuan, a suburb in northeast China. The original plan was to build a site that looked like a town in Europe, perhaps England, but less than 10 kilometers from the Chinese capital city. The project was to take about 5 years. As you can see from the first slide, there was going to be a small castle and 16 courtyards of houses that looked fresh out of England. There would be traditional bright red telephone booths and areas designed to resemble English parks and public gardens. The concept of English Town was more than just about creating a place that looked foreign. The main idea behind the project was that not only would the town look English, but residents would speak English as well. In fact, no one would be allowed to speak Chinese. The hope was the town would be a tourist hotspot, visited by those who found the idea of English immersion attractive. Many commentators encouraged the development, suggesting that this would be a cheap and practical way for local residents and the Chinese public to develop the language skills they need to be successful in today's globalized business community. Instead of going abroad to study, people would learn at home. This would save money, create jobs, and improve the level of language learning. However, the project wasn't really a success. Despite promises that it would remain an ethical and law-abiding location, critics claimed the project was discriminatory and supported foreigners over Chinese nationals. Many people didn't like the idea of an English-only community, especially one that punished residents if they broke the English-only rule. Many of the opponents claimed that spending time studying in other ways achieves similar outcomes, and being surrounded by English isn't the only way to ultimately learn the language. They argued that living there could be too difficult and could be extremely stressful. A lot of people felt that the language in English Town wouldn't truly mirror that of an English community. It might be a good place to study, but friendships would never develop in such a setting. It also required a high level of commitment to go and live there, and simply wasn't possible for most people. Unfortunately, we will never know if the project would have been a success, or indeed if immersion such as this would be beneficial. When faced with such strong criticism, the government chose not to approve the town, and the project was canceled. I think there are benefits and drawbacks. I'm curious to hear from you. What do you think? As many of you have experience of second language immersion, you must have strong views on this topic. Would you want to live in this community?